You're listening to Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty.
Hey guys, it's me Arnob and you're listening to the podcast. It's the Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty. I'm talking about New Japan Pro Wrestling NJPW Battle in the Valley 2023. If I'm talking about that, there are 10 matches that are held in NJPW. But to be honest, NJPW's pay-per-view was really fantastic and even it was aired on FITV TV. You need to purchase a subscription, so it's not possible for that. So, but I managed to watch it shortcutly, and after that, I saw this match, it was really awesome. And I saw that the first match was Alex Coughlin versus JR Carlos. So, even JR Carlos was trying to do that, but everything smashed it out. So, even Alex Coughlin finally defeated JR Carlos, so sad to JR Carlos, but you tried a very fruitless. So the next match, it was David Finlay versus Bobby Fish. Bobby Fish is a signed contract in AEW, but he also got opportunity to play in New Japan versus on David Finlay against. So if I talk about that, Bobby Fish played a bit fantastic way, but he lost to David Finlay. So what should I say about that? But he tried. And the next match was Kushida, Wardlow Jr., Kevin Knight, and the DKC versus Mascara Dorada, Josh Alexander, Adrian Quest, and Rocky Romero. Josh Alexander has came in New Japan and in match, but to be honest, if I talk about that, both 8-man tag team match, so both men played a very fantastic way, but lost his title. So that's the lost title. So it was everything lost it, but never expected that Kushida team will defeat Josh Alexander team, because Josh Alexander is an Impact World Heavyweight Champion. But to be honest, Josh Alexander is a deserving star, and this deserving star always deserves a big match and a big fight. So I believe that it will make things great. So I saw that, it was very fantastic. The next match was Kenta versus Fred Rosser. So Fred Rosser, if I talk about, he is a WWE wrestler named as Darren Young. He played as a gay character, but I think Fred Rosser is a man. He doesn't deserve a gay character. He deserves a perfect wrestler, man wrestler. So Kenta versus Fred Rosser, and Kenta in WWE as Hideo Itami. But to be honest, Kenta is a very fantastic wrestler. I think Triple H would bring the name Kenta, but I think Hideo Itami is another name for WWE, but I believe that it would good. And even Asuka's original name is Kana in wrestling world, but I think in WWE they named as Asuka. But I believe that in WWE should bring old name and old attire, then it will good. They are changing the names from Killer Cross to Karrion Cross, so and Eli Drake to Ellen Knight. I don't think to change the name, but to be honest, I don't believe that changing name would be changing everything, but the scripting matters, I believe. But even Fred Rosser was trying to pin out, but I think Kenta finally used his shortcut methods to win his title. And it was a strong New Japan Pro Wrestling strong open weight championship. New Japan Pro Wrestling has three titles. One is strong division. Another is never open weight division, and the another is IWGP division. I think it was highest. I still believe it's strong openweight championship. It's a very lightweight title, extreme lightweight title, and the middle one is never. It's a middleweight, never openweight champion. So even it was very fantastic. So Kanto finally defeat this title, and the next match was Motor City Machine Guns versus Coast Wrecking Crew. The Motor City Machine Guns, if I talking about it, is the Impact original. And even if I talking about that, this match, everything was fantastic. And to be honest, if I talking about that, Motor City Machine Guns Impact original came on New Japan, and even he played on AEW also. But to be honest, Motor City Machine Guns has played a fantastic job, and finally he defeated and he wins the strong openweight tag team champion. This is a very good thing at all. The next match was Eddie Kingston versus Jay White. I saw this match very carefully. This loser leaves Japan, loser leaves New Japan Pro Wrestling match. So first of all, if I talking about Jay White, the Switchblade, his contract was going to an end, so Jay White career was almost over because his contract was expiring. So he challenged Hiko Leo to a condition is loser leaves Japan. So Hiko Leo defeats Jay White, and after that Jay White leaving Japan. And now the next match was Eddie Kingston beat Jay White. So Eddie Kingston, I saw that Eddie Kingston was continuously hitting his elbow shot to his face, and continuous, and they're spitting also, yeah. But they played a very fantastic way, Jay White. But to be honest, Jay White's deserving match, and his New Japan Pro Wrestling soul big match comes to an end. So Jay White New Japan Pro Wrestling match was ended, not almost, but fully ended, because and Eddie Kingston defeated Jay White. And even Jay White is not a plan to continue on New Japan again, but he wants to join in America. And there are some negotiations, like WWE and even AEW was also interested. Got the reports that the both companies are interested. Which company it will join? But WWE is still believing that to join the company. But I got another news that WWE wants to sign a big wrestler. They are planning to make Kenny Omega signing WWE. WWE believing that because WWE offering Kenny Omega so much offer, but Kenny Omega didn't sign. But I think Kenny Omega should sign in WWE because before retirement, I think WWE will be make everything big and good. So I believe that Kenny Omega and Young Bucks should go one match in WWE to start a debut in WWE. So I still believe that Kenny Omega would be a very fantastic player in WWE if he signed the company. So I still believe it. It's a very good day, but everybody was expecting that when John Moxley would come in WWE. Right now there is no plan about John Moxley's WWE return, because due to Vince McMahon's regime, John Moxley's character was almost over, but AEW Wrestling gives a new path, a new retribution to John Moxley. So I believe that John Moxley would live a long time in AEW because he loved hardcore wrestling. So I think WWE should bring John Moxley a match in a hardcore. But I think if Triple H would bring John Moxley back, then I still believe that it would be a good day at all, I believe. And the next match was Tom Lawlor versus Homicide. It's a 50 rules fight. Tom Lawlor played a very fantastic way, but to be honest, Homicide was the Impact Originals and they played a very wonderful match. Homicide, but he lost to Tom Lawlor. And the next match was New Japan Pro Wrestling World Television Championship. That was Zack Sabre Jr. versus Clark Connors. Even Zack Sabre Jr. was a lightweight, but he deserves a very fantastic fight. So he played against Claudio Castagnoli, but he lost. But Zack Sabre Jr. lost to Claudio Castagnoli, but he fairly fight a very fantastic way. He's a British man, Zack Sabre Jr. And even this Zack Sabre Jr. should come to WWE, and he came, Zack Sabre Jr. He came as a cruiserweight division, but he plays a world television title, and I think WWE should bring a television title. I think television or internet championship title, it would be very good for it. So I saw that Zack Sabre Jr. finally defeated Clark Connors in New Japan Pro Wrestling World Television title. So this is everything there. And the next match was very fantastic matches. Mercedes Moné versus Kairi. You know this truly was its match was IWGP Women's Champion. Kairi is a Kairi Sane in WWE. And when Mercedes Moné is Sasha Banks in WWE, she played a very wonderful match. And even Kairi was trying to retain his title, but Mercedes Moné, she is a boss and she always do what she means to do, and she wants to make a history in Japan. So Mercedes Moné is a very dangerous wrestler right now, currently in New Japan. And she talked about a global competition. She would face IWGP title against American and even all continent, I believe. She talked about, I think, American and other companies like Impact. She never mentioned it, whether it will be Impact or AEW or WWE or AAA. It depends upon that. But she would fight. I think, I believe that Mercedes Moné was one of the greatest wrestler, female wrestler ever, and she was deserving. And even she got WWE Championship title, and I still believe it. Okay, and she was WWE Tag Team Champions also, yeah. Okay, the next was Kazuchika Okada versus Hiroshi Tanahashi. It's a singles match for the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. And Kazuchika Okada, if we're talking about that, he was a rainmaker. And Hiroshi Tanahashi was a very dangerous player. This bold dangerous player was also the New Japan Originals, Kazuchika Okada and Hiroshi Tanahashi. But to be honest, Hiroshi Tanahashi wants to win this title, but lost to Kazuchika Okada. And even Kazuchika Okada lost to Jay White. Sorry, Kazuchika Okada beats Jay White in the last pay-per-view match. I forgot to say which pay-per-view was gone. Let me check. Okay, the last match, it was Wrestle Kingdom. Yes, the last match, it was Wrestle Kingdom Tokyo Dome Japan. Lost to Kazuchika Okada, Jay White. So finally, Kazuchika Okada played a very wonderful match. But to be honest, Jay White's Bullet Club leader was contending, but I think he should continue to play a wonderful match. If I talk about that, and even I got something another news that Kostik Ogawara wants a global wrestling world cup, like he wants to fight in a global competition against WWE, against AEW, against Impact. I think it would be a massive. And Tony Khan was praised and Tony Khan supporting, but will WWE would allow to do this? Because there are some biggest promotions, there are some biggest concerns. The WWE didn't want to lose these stars into, and there are some politics behind them, but really didn't understand why WWE didn't bring the Forbidden Door, because this Forbidden Door was so much popular. I mean, all fans wants to see Forbidden Door here. I mean, I would love to see that Forbidden Door. I love the multiverse. I love the Forbidden Door because after a long time, Impact Wrestling has a match with the New Japan Pro Wrestling is a multiverse match. But to be honest, I just love it. So, Kazuchi Kawagata finally hit a rainmaker to Hiroshi Tanahashi. And after that, Kazuchi Kawagata retains his title. And if I talk about this match, I will give 4 out of 5 stars. Because I think the 1 or 2 matches are not yet up to the mark, I believe. But they tried very well. So, that's the ending. And I would give 4 out of 5 stars. But I think New Japan Pro Wrestling very fantastic way. And please follow me on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, and many more. And follow me on Anchor if you're here. So, okay. So, see you on the next podcast. Bye. The Wrestling Radio by Arnav Chakravarti, sponsored by Anchor. Bye. Thank you so much.